The coronavirus pandemic has had a dramatic effect across the Boston area art scene. Theaters have been especially hard hit. Dr. Anthony Fauci estimates that performance spaces could remain closed until the end of next year. As part of our series about how arts institutions are trying to adapt, WBUR's Christian Berno has this report on one theater in Watertown that's taking an innovative approach.
A woman pulling the speaker leads a group of 14 people to a tree in the middle of Watertown Square. A man in a top hat stands beneath the branches. He's dressed in clothing from the 1860s, but something looks out of place. It's a clear face mask.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Mia. I am one of New Rep's front house staffers, and welcome to the Watertown Historical Moving Play Charles W. Lennox Experience.
This is the new Repertory Theater's first in-person production since the pandemic shut everything down in March. Created with the Watertown Free Public Library and the Historical Society of Watertown, the outdoor production is one of the many ways theaters have been forced to get creative until they can safely reopen. With the help of a loudspeaker, the play tells the Civil War era story of a local black resident.
I run the barbershop over on Main Street over there with my father, John Lennox. Called the Lennox Barbershop.
That's Kadosh Bennett, who plays Charles Lennox in the one-man play. It's an immersive experience. He leads the audience past historic sites. The play explores the tension between black soldiers fighting for freedom and their unrecognized efforts during the Civil War.
The story itself, even though it is a history story, it kind of echoes what's happening now. So I thought that it was really important to bring this up. They say if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it.
New Rep's artistic director, Michael J. Bobbitt, thinks about the past as he plots the theater's future. He says the dual pandemic of COVID-19 and the racial equity movement has made theaters rethink how they're including marginalized voices on and off the stage.
I think that if we come back and we come back the same, that would feel like a failure. And I would frankly be embarrassed to be a part of the theater community if everything goes back to what it was, inequitable and not sustainable.
To bring more people to the theater, Bobbitt is considering the elimination of tiered and subscription tickets, but also thinking bigger. He wants to offer digital productions to wide audiences, like the musical Hamilton on Disney+.
I'm hoping my colleagues out there will open their minds, be more flexible. And I'm hoping all the young theater folk out there will start being brave about creating new forms of theater because we need it.
Bobbitt had the idea for a moving play before the pandemic struck. New Rep has remained nimble and hasn't had to lay off or furlough any employees like other area theaters. But they have lost $950,000 in revenue since March. The play moves through Watertown, and the last scene takes place at the Saltonstall Plaza Memorial. Bennett, the actor, and a member of the audience read an inscription.
In honor of the men of Watertown.
Who fought for the preservation of the Union.
Who fought for the preservation of the Union. That inscription is fine. It's just not telling the whole story.
Audience member Ryan Evans has been going to other outdoor productions, like Starlight Square in Cambridge and the nature plays at Mount Auburn Cemetery. Despite the limitations, he appreciates the theater's ingenuity.
Yeah, I really miss having a bigger audience and being, I don't know, closer to the actors, having a bigger acting troupe. I think it's been fantastic the way a lot of the theaters and actors have adapted, though, and been able to put on fantastic productions and fantastic art, even with what's going on.
So even as the pandemic goes on, for New Rep, the show does too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christian Berno.